I'll be when the guy can walk in here and find this place empty. Well, it's better than looking at a bunch of folks that don't know what's going on. You'll just look at your face again. Those kind of words are never, ever going to produce love for you. Never. It's going to produce despite and hate. And again, I will talk. You'll become the most hated preacher to you folks. Sort of mock that a little bit, but it's really because even you experience hate. Hey, yeah. Sure. Why expressing love?
Amen.
Sure. And I can quote the scripture to you, look you right square in the face, even tell you how Jesus would do it, and you. And they knew not until destruction came and took them all. All?
Hallelujah.
All?
Hallelujah.
All? And that don't even move you. You just sit there. If it were possible, it would deceive even. How much of you deceived yourself this week, thinking you were ready? I asked you. Are you going to deceive yourself this morning and say, I didn't think like that?
Oh, my Lord, hallelujah. Glory to
you. You see, how long has it been? 2 weeks now?
Yes.
2 weeks. Yes. Sister Rosa said, all the people miss you. I said, no, they don't. We love themselves too much.
My Lord.
Self-pity. The most blessed people on the face of the whole earth. And every single day we wonder why. And all you got to do is the little chores we got to do right here. That's all you got to do. That's all. That's all you got to do. We like being at ease in Zion, don't we?
My Lord God.
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. Now, see, I got to stop again and tell you something that you should be telling me. What do men say? What does your family say? What do you say?
Amen.
Huh? See how you sit there and go, oh, you're the prophet. But you don't take, you mock me by not taking me serious. There you are. See, and I must have told you hundreds of times, you're not going to come in this tabernacle on Saturday morning and hear me talk and change right then.
No.
Your heart's too hardened.
My Lord.
Every morning when I wake up, I'll pray a prayer like this. Give me this day my daily bread.
Hallelujah.
Why, I guarantee you if I had any any idea what that means. You have no idea what it means, do you?
Hallelujah.
What is our daily bread?
Hallelujah.
It's the word of God that's within us.
Yes.
You need to digest it.
Yes.
You don't know what I'm talking about. You don't, because you see, you're part of this generation that's hardened their heart and stiffened their neck. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. See, I ain't got time to play with you.
No.
My time, my allotted time is about over. You don't believe that? Oh, God, yeah, God can keep me alive, and He will.
Yeah.
But not on this life.
Yeah.
Not in this body.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No weeping, no crying, no woe is me. No, I'm rich. I'm increasing the goods.
Oh, my Lord.
And you are.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
I'm trying not to complain too much, because even when things ain't right, they're still better than they are a lot of places.
Amen.
But I'll tell you little things. Just try to get. For instance, why does y'all shut up? Your mouth just wags and wags and wags and wags and wags and says things.
Hold on.
Just shut up.
Amen.
You know what I saw today that really blessed my soul? They tell us the talk radio is on its way down. Anybody hear a man talk about talk radio? What did you hear me? Say, no, you didn't hear me. No, you didn't. Say, you sit there and get, what did you hear me? Huh? I told you, damn you, I told you. 40 theater guys around when talk radio began to move. Hey, farmer.
Yes, Lord.
Who's he? Why, he's the number one man that started talk radio. Oh, boy, when we got to where we can talk, and then along came a good old preacher talk back. Boy, you learned that one, haven't you?
Oh,
okay. I bet you.
Amen.
I hear you talking back now.
Oh, my Lord.
Amen.
Talk, 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 talk.
Amen.
Think you're going to be heard for the much speaking. Man,
oh, bless you, Lord. Thank you,
Father.
I remember we had a fellow named Charles, was his name? He spent a whole year on these grounds, didn't talk.
Thomas.
Hey! Stop that looking at me like I said he spent. He spent one whole year on these grounds at that motel. Never uttered a word. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Not one word. When I let him come, he was a convicted murderer. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Give me that look again. Give me that dumb look again, son.
Oh,
just keep on doing it. What am I doing? You know you're doing wrong.
Oh,
we don't need to be drawing away from each other. Under no circumstances.
Oh,
bind us together. Oh, I love you out there. Yeah, do your children love you out there? You love your children out there?
Okay.
Come on!
Okay.
Charles was a murderer.
that you love Jesus?
I said, Charles, how many of you have been murderers?
Amen.
Ever murdered somebody in your big mouth?
Amen.
Huh? You ever commit suicide with your mouth?
Amen.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? You just don't know. My people do. He tells me that so many times. They don't know. They just do not consider.
Hallelujah.
They just don't do it.
Bless you, Jesus.
The brother was a good brother. He was a good singer. He almost made it with the country music singing.
Okay.
Then, damn it, your eyes glass right over. Any time I say anything that has some substance to it, you know what that is? I tried to tell you. You won't even tell me. And the scripture tells you. You are so good at getting.
My Lord.
Do you know how to do it? You shut up.
All right. Hallelujah.
And you listen. And then you'll get understanding.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to go back to my final resting place here in a little while. You know, I've been trying to tell you folk, and you folk have been listening to me. We're coming to another Passover.
Amen.
It is a preliminary to trumpets. No, it didn't come last year, but we do have another year right here. We do have another one. Damn you, folk!
Hallelujah!
Get out of this tabernacle! Tell me that dream! Tell me that dream! Stand up, woman!
Yes.
Tell me the dream!
There was a gathering.
Where?
Here.
Here.
Here. Sure is.
Hallelujah! Oh, yes, Lord.
Here.
Right here.
Amen.
Here.
Here. Yes, Lord.
Are you sure you had a dream?
Yes.
And what happened?
There was old and young, sisters and brothers, and I didn't see anybody I recognized.
Wow. Wow.
They're coming. They're coming.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh,
wow, surely.
Save me, Lord, lest I perish. Okay.
Probably didn't even recognize yourself.
Amen.
I should say some years ago, you know, fictitiously, that there'll be three surprises when you get to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
One is, there'll be some people there that you didn't think was going to make it.
Amen.
Second surprise is, there'll be some folk not there that you thought sure was going to make it. And then the last surprise is that you made it. Now see, that ain't what God wants. He wants us to have an abundant entrance. An abundant entrance. He should have been made so happy when he came right into Jerusalem and they were crying, Hosanna! Hosanna! Behold, your king cometh right now! But he wasn't happy, was he?
No.
Was he? No. See, you damn folk again, you sit right in my presence and you know the story, you know the scripture. I got to yell at him. He wasn't happy, was he?
No.
Was he?
No.
And he wasn't crying to the Gentiles. He wasn't moaning to the unbelievers. He was crying out to his people, oh, Jerusalem! Oh, Jerusalem! Oh, Jerusalem!
Hallelujah!
Boy, you folk are hard.
Oh,
God. God, send me that young boy again.
Glory.
I want the Holy Ghost.
Glory.
Yeah, you folks
Glory.
Need the Holy Ghost.
Glory. Oh.
You got a spirit all right, but it's not the Holy Spirit.
My Lord.
Spirit of man.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
See, when you die, your spirit of man goes back to God.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
They don't know what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
I die every day. Almost every hour.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory, God.
I don't breathe. Then just go to hell. Join the pack of this damn world who believes everything except doesn't believe in the Almighty God who created them. You're not going to love a God you don't believe in. And you're not going to believe in a God you don't love. Now you better wake up, folks. Look, I don't care what you think about me. Go to hell. Just go to hell. What more can anybody do to me?
Glory. Hallelujah.
What more? They reject me, they mock me, they scoff me.
Glory. Bless you, Lord.
A man called the call this morning. And I said, now listen to these phone calls. I said, God. My God. All of us, I'm so glad you finally cleared it up about the baby in the mother's womb. A baby in a mother's womb does not have a soul.
Hallelujah. Glory.
So therefore it has no life of itself.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, now you're all saying, how did you believe before I told that to you? Though? How did you believe before I told you? We got guys, you're for abortion. And I'll say to you again, thank God that all these so-called billions of babies that have been aborted have never been born.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you for that man.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Might be better than you never been born.
Glory.
To what you're living.
Hallelujah.
To what you're doing.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Lord.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Get in the heart of it. See, and I can read the scriptures to you. Read them to you right to your face. I just say to people, you know what I mean? How Jesus would talk with you scribes, he said, you scribes. How'd you like this? Hey, you scribe. Hey, you Pharisee. Hypocrite.
Hallelujah.
I'll point their portion with the hypocrite.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And your little vengeance is, yeah, what about you? I'm not a hypocrite.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm honest.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I'm not, go ahead, lie. I'm not, if I am a hypocrite, I go to hell. Now, I did say this, and I'm very careful. If Jesus does not come, everybody, listen to me, all you wise guys. Boy, that's all you hear anymore on the YouTubes and stuff. See, all preachers fighting each other. Each ministry trying. God, what's wrong with you guys?
That's right.
Their whole ministry is tearing somebody else down.
Amen. So true.
How about you? How much do you build up yourself in the most holy faith? Praying in the Holy Ghost. And you can do that by praying one for another. Because we are all one. So when you pray for one, you pray for yourself. I didn't know that. Stand up again, sister. Tell them the string you had.
There was a gathering of young and old, brothers and sisters, no children. And I didn't see anyone that I recognized.
Hallelujah.
That's just Sister So-and-so. What does she know?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Oh, God.
You see, I can remind you again. When I came out of the prison house, the first time, after 77 days, I didn't know you was in the prison. I've been arrested and in jail 4 times.
All right.
Each time on the same type of a charge.
Right.
I didn't know that. I can't turn to you for testimony because I covered all this stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
Worthy, oh God.
But you committed adultery. I committed sin. Period. God deal with sin. Put any name you want to put on.
Thank you, Lord.
Come, you sinners. The only one I can get live with me, put up with her. Phew.
Bless you. Hallelujah.
Ah.
Oh, God. Bless you, Jesus.
Every single one of you are so concerned about you. They don't give a damn about the call to Christ.
Oh, God.
That's called iniquity.
Yes. Oh, God.
Mine iniquity. How much of your daily life does your iniquity control?
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
How much of your thinking?
Right.
Amen. Come on. Why don't you be honest?
Oh,
I'll tell her sometime, because I'm quiet. I sit there. I don't talk. And I said, the reason I don't talk is I start saying something, she gets upset.
Right.
That's your iniquity. Yes. You ever get upset at me?
Amen.
You have.
Oh, bless you.
You ever get upset with me?
Oh.
Why? What did I do? Because I challenge your iniquity. I do. Then you say, what about yours? What about it?
Hallelujah.
This is a faithful saying. Worthy.
Hallelujah.
Of all.
Glory.
I've actually come into this community, into the dining room, into this tent, and I say to you, I'm the most iniquitous man. In the world.
Amen.
Glory. Praise
the Lord.
Huh?
Glory. Glory.
If I was not tied down to that house, I wouldn't be on his ground today.
My Lord.
No, I wouldn't.
Hallelujah. Oh God.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
We used to sing a song years ago. Get through this one now.
Oh, yes.
Hey, all you guys that said I'll be gone. Thank you. Oh, it must irk him.
Lord.
4 weeks ago, a man said, you won't be long, you'll be shut up. But here I am.
Hallelujah.
And I wouldn't even call his damn name.
Bless you, Jesus.
I give them too much space already.
Amen.
Dogs.
Amen.
For without her, dog. Barking dog.
Amen.
Tom, was it?
Hallelujah.
A whole year. One whole year.
Oh, bless you.
Wow. You came from Hardyville.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, you folk, can't you do something about your faces?
Amen.
I mentioned something. Have they not heard?
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Did you pay attention when you mentioned it? Why were you telling it?
Oh, bless you. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
That can't be possible, Lord, that none of these folk are going to be included in this final roundup.
That's right. Stop it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Boy, I tell you, we don't even know how to stir up the gift of God within us.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Stir up that gift to God with it. Is anybody what that gift is? Is anybody what that gift is? Stir it up. Mix it with truth. Season it with love. Stir up that gift to God.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Stir
it up.
Tom had a wife in Hardyville. She was a beauty. You don't like when I do that, do you? She was a beautiful woman, just like Edward back here.
Sure. Yep.
When Edward showed up here, he had a third wife, wasn't Edward?
Yes.
Third one. He'd been through two.
Yeah.
Bless you, Lord.
Stop it! Ah, oh, come on, sister. Get rid of that damn look on your face.
Hallelujah.
Just stop it. Stand in front of the mirror for a while and look. Keep looking and just say, Lord, let me show a face. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on!
Amen. You. Oh, bless you, Lord.
Maybe I'll get the phones out of here and get the old book out of here. Let's get the book.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Look in the mirror.
Oh, God. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
When I look in the mirror.
To see him, the world of God.
Now, the only way you're going to see him is he sees you. Thomas had a wife and two children. Oh, Sister Rose said, I'm glad there's a chair up there. What is that for? There you're sitting there, you have no idea. When are you folk going to draw nigh to God?
Hold that.
Father.
You draw nigh to him?
Yeah.
So when the hell are you going to draw nigh to God?
Glory.
Thank God. They don't know these words, Lord.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
The time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah said, draw nigh!
Glory.
The one that did not draw nigh, Elijah killed them all.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
True.
Glory. Glory.
True.
Oh,
amen.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Whew. Very dry.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hey, Sister Rose, why did you say that about the chair? Well, come on, now talk.
If I know how much you're laboring up there, you'll
feel it. Yeah,
they
Hallelujah.
Tom had
a beautiful wife. But she married his best friend when he got put in jail.
Oh, yes.
Boy, you people, your comprehension is zero.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, I'm looking you right square in the face, and you think nobody knows what you're going through. Nobody knows what I have to endure. No, nobody knows. Nobody knows the trouble.
Lord.
Trouble sometimes and nobody else knows?
That's, Lord, amen.
That's about right.
All right,
yeah. All you folks don't know what kind of trouble is going on.
That's right.
I'm going to read about that in a minute if I get around to it. I'd like to get to it, but you folks just won't help me. You just sit there and look so sanctimonious. It doesn't fool me. Your flesh doesn't fool me.
All right, hallelujah. Yeah.
I've lived many years after the flesh. I know what the flesh does.
Yes.
Bless you, Lord.
That's right.
Glory, glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because I see his children. But it's sure. Gave him a truck and some money so he could drive down the hard to be able to see his children.
Oh, bless you.
Amen. I deal with every one of you, don't I?
Yes.
Don't I? Oh, what a terrible thing that we are putting God on the basis of you saved me, you saved my kids. Well, I still have hope. Hope for what?
Hallelujah.
That God saved your kids, or hope that He'll take and save you?
Amen.
Big liars, if nobody will go, then you say to me, hey, folks, I got seven. I got five children. I got an older son, 60-some years old. I haven't seen him for over 25 years, an older duck. Damn you, folks. You think you love your kids more. But I love my God more than I love my kids. I'll do anything I can to help them within the realm.
Yeah.
If I didn't have that on me, I'd probably be out looking for this. Yeah. I'm not going for it. I'm not going to go looking for it. Same as Teresa. She's down again. Where are you at? Are you in again or are you out again?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory.
Amen. Glory. Bless. Oh, bless. Tom came back. He was angry. Jealous. So when he went down to see his children, his wife came with her new husband. You poor people, you really think you're smart, don't you? Your eyes are so darkened. Your understanding is so darkened. When are you going to understand this, boy?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
When are you going to understand me?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
When are you going to understand what God's doing?
Oh, Lord.
That way you won't hinder him from doing it.
That's right.
He took the full-time job of saving you. You! He picked you out. You! You!
Jesus!
See your children no more.
Hallelujah.
And you end up killing your wife.
Glory.
You've already killed one man.
Yeah.
Out of jealousy.
Yeah.
Amen. Boy, you both, nothing moves you, does it? No ounce of truth moves you. You're just.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Oh, Brother Stan, you say so many things that's hard to understand.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Said at the end of his life, no man stands with me. Why? Because they didn't understand Paul.
Right.
See, if you both knew the scripture, so I'm waiting now again for the thing I've been through every week. The Apostle Peter, right, remember now. No, you're not going to do it. He said, Peter, you have the keys.
Hallelujah.
You have the knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the only one that Paul had trouble with was Peter. Yeah, we stood him to, never mind. You folk don't know that. You won't buy that. I remember when Sister, what's her, smart nose, when I mentioned one time down in the dining hall about Sister who had feet to mischief, she stood up to me. Then she bragged to us, her little boy. To a little boy to run around and say, Mama stood up, we stood him to his face, tell him he's to blame. I'm not to blame for your inconsistency. I'm not to blame for your shortness. I'm not to blame for your sin. I'm not to blame for your failure. Now stop blaming me for your.
Amen.
Knock it off.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right.
As the living Father has sent me, and I
hold it. Start again.
As the living Father.
As the living Father, who's right?
This is Jesus.
That's Peter, right?
2 Peter 3:16.
Never mind.
As also in all his epistles.
Now this is Peter, right?
Hallelujah.
This is Peter, the one who has the keys.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
True.
Amen.
The one who withstood Paul.
Amen.
Yeah. The one who was jealous of old Paul.
All right. Amen.
Yeah, true, brother.
And yet when Paul had trouble and he heard about this thing coming from Jerusalem, he said, I went up there. Why would you go up there, Paul? By revelation. That's the church up there.
Hallelujah.
And they're not receiving me, right?
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to go up by revelation. And I'm going to tell them what I preach. And what he preached was Jesus and Jesus alone. No law. No new than don't.
Glory.
That was a whole bunch.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You just don't know it, do you, people? You just don't know. And not a one of you gonna take a record and say, I'll be going to check that out.
Hello.
Yeah, went up there to get a final test of approval.
Hallelujah.
From the elder boy.
Glory.
Damn it, they won't budge. They just won't budge.
All right.
He said, I went up there to talk to them, lest I had run in vain. Never mind. You folk don't know it. Your eyes glass over. Your nose twitches the wrong way.
Understanding.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Why would you go up to Jerusalem, Paul? You know they were disagreeing with you.
Hallelujah.
When the Jews give him a hard time, he said, from henceforth,
amen, I'm going to the Gentiles.
You guys go to hell to want to.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because in Christ is neither Jew nor Greek. I wish somebody could say they're out there. Neither black or white. Neither right or wrong. He's all in all.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody could say it.
Hallelujah.
Boy, Paul must have wrestled with that. Why would the church receive me?
Amen.
Why would the people who saw Jesus, why are they giving me a hard time?
Amen.
I don't know. Well, how do you see it? How do you read the account of the Apostle Paul?
Right.
How do you read it? Well, I know how you read, don't read it at all. And what you do is skim over it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I'm a preacher of Revelation.
Amen.
I'm going to reveal something this morning that a lot of folk ain't going to like.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory. Glory. Glory.
Do you see Paul troubled about that? The Holy Spirit says, Paul, go to Jerusalem.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Confer with those elders. Those who live with me. Tell them what you've been preaching.
Glory.
Yes.
And Paul said, I went because I was fearful lest I had run in vain. Can somebody grasp the statement? Have I done all this in vain? 40 years. 40 years preparing a people, a place, a refuge.
Glory.
Yes. Glory. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Holy. Hallelujah.
Amen. How'd you like to come from? Oh, there's no place over here to go. And where would you go now? To your children? To your family? Paul said, I went up to Jerusalem by revelation.
Hallelujah.
Why won't you? I'm a preacher of revelation. What the hell are you doing here? Why are you keep coming to that door? If you don't believe that, then what?
Oh, bless you, Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Blessed, blessed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
How did Jesus Christ come to you? By revelation. He revealed himself. Glory. Hey, Thomas, come on. Come on, Thomas. Why don't you folk wake up? One day, Thomas was married 3 times. I told him I was never going to send him back down to Hardyville. I said, you kill that woman. So I gave him a card so he could go to have another wife in Augusta. Never, you poor saps. Any time I make any kind of a complete statement, go. One day he told me he wanted to go see his other wife. So I gave him a car again and some money.
Hallelujah.
For 1 whole year that man lived around and wouldn't even talk. Never say a word. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
See, as soon as I started giving him a right to talk, he started, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. Which one of you folks do I stop from doing what you want to do? I may say, don't do it. Hey, Joe! Hey, Joe!
Hello?
Stop being New Zealand boy and talk to me. Joe! Yeah. Joe!
Hallelujah!
Tell me what you told me yesterday, the first time you were here. Come on, come on, get out of that New Zealand language, boy. He said, I remember you sitting across from me saying, now look, no marriage and no babies. See? But he went back. And boy, heathen spirit. He could end up 4 or 5 babies. Ain't that right, Joe? You see, folk don't fool me. Hey, he was not just one woman. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. Good-looking guy like him, them girls were fighting over him, making him think he had a prize.
That's right.
Slicked that hair back, put on them clothes. What do you think? What do you think I mean when I say, how old are you? I spent a whole year at that. Man, when I was 17, I thought I was it. You so proud. How are you, brother? When you courted her, didn't you think you was it? Huh? Hey, baby, ain't a man like me. You agree with that? Oh, look at that. So you can testify, they ain't a man like you. It's like the old guy in prison in Mississippi who was being accused of raping a white woman. You people are really something. You think I just tell these stories just to tell them? His name was Charles. There's a whole lot of story before Charles, but he come back home. Come on, people. The man had run off from, what was his name? Beverly Lampley. Get out! I don't like them damn looks on you. Is that clear enough?
Amen. Hallelujah.
God, I'll close out and get the butt out of here. Damn folk. I was coming out of New Orleans, coming back to Savannah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Boy, what a generation. I'm going to tell you which one it is.
Right.
Just a moment. Somebody give me the scripture where Jesus went into the synagogue, as was his custom. Hold it. Then somebody gave me the one that he's quoting from Isaiah. Stop acting like a bunch of dummies. You've heard it talked here. He went into the synagogue as was his custom. Do you know what that means? That means they were used to him coming there. He had a spot in the reading schedule. How are you, Rob? Hey, Rob. Let's change that a little bit. I want you to say, I'm here. I'm here. Now, come on, get all excited. I'm here.
I'm here.
Coming up I-10, lived in Mississippi. So I stopped by her house to see her. I met her in New Orleans.
Bless it.
Boy, you know, to talk to God's people about the coming of Christ and get this kind of response.
My Lord God. Bless you, Jesus.
You know what you've been told from this prophet?
Glory.
That he's coming in your lifetime.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, if you didn't believe that?
Glory.
What about me?
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Bless you. Glory, glory.
As I was talking to Verily, she had four children. She was great with child. I left her, prayed with her, went on my way. Now this is back. God damn this house. This rebellious, stubborn house. Their looks don't change. What a hardened people.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
We can't even do it for your sake. We can do it for mine. We can make it easier on me to talk to you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
I got back to Savannah. I went to the post office, and there was a letter from Vera Lee Lampley.
Bless you, Jesus.
Opened it up, and inside was a $20 bill.
Hallelujah.
The man that left her ran off with his girlfriend with all the bills, expecting another baby, and no money. Damn you, fool! Are you not able to decipher that situation? Oh, God. Oh, God, are we hard people? God, are we hard? And he wept over Jerusalem! But you would not. Oh God, no. No. These things were written for our learning that we don't act like that and be like that upon whom the end of the world have come. In the day you hear the voice, then why do you do it?
Amen. Glory.
I was dumbstruck because she had no money. He took all the money and was off. She's expecting a baby.
Oh, bless you.
I don't know how long after it was. She rose and said, my husband's come home. He run off with a girlfriend. I guess she probably just used him to get away. She got what she wanted, he got what he wanted, but it wasn't what they needed. So now he comes back to very broke. Damn you folks, how come words don't penetrate your complex mind? Tell me, please, why are you so hard that you cannot... Tell me what it is.
My God. Oh,
Jesus. Thank you, Father. I don't understand the situation. Well, to be honest, can you picture a mother with four children that are on the way? Her husband went off with another woman, took all the money.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
She told me before I left, I said, barely, if he comes back home, you receive him. She said, I'll take a frying pan and I'll beat his head. I said, no, don't do that.
Amen.
If I know the end of the story, he came back home. I told him, don't you hit him with a frying pan. That man comes back home. He comes back home because he knows he's done wrong.
Yes, Lord.
You take him in the house. He came back home. He went back to his boss. And said, boss, can I have my job back?
Glory.
Boss said, sure, you was a good worker. You can have advance in pay.
Lord.
what has God advanced you?
Hallelujah.
Rich in mercy, rich in truth, rich in grace, long suffering. Somebody,
hallelujah! Glory, yes, Lord.
What you doing, David? Dancing before the ark, showing all your booty. That's what he was doing.
Glory! Glory! Glory!
Why don't you read it before you stop it again?
Oh, bless you.
Why the hell did you read what's in that book? Was his name Micah?
My Lord.
Saul's son? Daughter?
Hallelujah!
When David finally came home, she should have grabbed him and jumped in the bed with him. As they should have done.
Yes. Glory.
Because he was hot to trot.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus.
He's rejoicing. Repentant spirit, you gonna pay the bill? You get them back in that house, and it wouldn't hurt to get them back in the day because you can't produce anymore because you still got one in there. Oh boy, aren't we so holy? Don't talk about things like that right there. Don't talk about that.
Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. I'm worthy of
it. What did Micah say to David?
Glory to the Lord.
When David finally came in the house, he said something to him.
Then David returned to bless his household.
And David what?
Returned.
To what?
To bless his household.
Come back to his household. Where his wife was.
Right.
Why, she should have been standing at that door with her clothes off, ready to go. So that's what you want. I got it, boy. Here it is. Oh, we so. Well, Passion, you and your wife are getting a bit together. I know you're old now, but you ever take your clothes off and you lay close to each other? You like that? See, look at that. She don't kick you out of bed?
No.
Amen. David come home. And she met at the door.
And said, how glorious.
Oh, you should have turned it on. Said, this is David, huh? How glorious. Woo. What did he do?
Who uncovered himself today.
Uncovered?
Yes, Lord.
Uncovered?
Yes.
Exposed?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Uncovered?
Yes.
Uncovered?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look at their feelings being all hurt. Read.
In the eyes of the handmaid of his servant, as one of the vain fellows, shamelessly uncovered himself.
He said that's on the show.
Hallelujah.
You want to hear what happened to her?
Yeah.
Read.
And David said to Michael, it was before the Lord.
I'm dead before the maiden, not dead before the Lord. And I expose myself. I let him save me. Hey, come on, expose yourself before the Lord.
Therefore, will I play before the Lord.
Yeah.
I will yet be more vile.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, we don't like practical Christianity. We like the fictitious thing. What did David say to her?
So therefore, Michael, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death. It was before the Lord which chose me before thy father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord, and I will be yet more vile than thus, and will be based in my own sight, and of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of, them shall I be had in honor.
Since the burden said, let you hug me, but you're like a battering ram. Give him a hug for me.
Hallelujah, sister. God bless you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Glory.
Glory.
Yeah, Tom went that way. I never saw him again. I said, you can go see her, but don't go that way. The next time I heard of him, he's gone back that way. Made a move against it. The husband, back in jail. And as far as I know, he's still there. What are you folk going to knock it off? You're so hard, nothing moves you.
Hallelujah.
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. Brother Stair, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to thee a prophet.
Hola.
Separated unto the gospel of God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
All right, hallelujah.
Concerning his son. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
I don't know why I can't hear myself. Did your brother ever work and try to get his speaker back working again? Never mind. I got two speakers right here. They used to be so I could reach down here and
hallelujah.
Turn them up myself so I could hear myself.
Right.
And this is Shane. Some of the finest equipment, opportunity.
Hallelujah.
We forget that when God gives us equipment and opportunity, he gives us responsibility.
Hallelujah. Glory.
When God gave his grace and his mercy,
yes, Lord.
And his truth, he gave yes. responsibility.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And then he gives the opportunity
yes, Lord.
To use those things.
Glory.
We are a chosen generation. Specially equipped to finish this race. To fight this battle. To hold fast that which we have. And let no man steal our crown.
Hallelujah.
And declared to be the Son of God with power.
Power.
Oh. according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
All right. Glory. Hallelujah.
Some years ago, we bought 3 or 4 amplifiers that would fit in those things. And we had one sitting there that run these speakers.
All right.
At first, we had it right here so I could control it. I guess I don't belong here. You're all brought here to please yourself, aren't you?
Glory, glory.
How important is it for me to be heard? How important is it for me to hear my own words?
Glory!
I'm going to read all this, boy, that's something. I'm reading Romans chapter 1. You can read it when you get home, all the way down. Romans chapter 1. I'm a debtor both to the Greek.
Hallelujah.
To the barbarians. Barbarians?
Amen.
Barbarians. Yeah, Paul landed on the island of barbarians. I'm a debtor to them. So a servant bid him.
Oh, yes,
he did. He said, wow.
Yes, he did.
I wonder how he got off the island. Because what Paul did.
Amen. Amen.
He probably would have came.
Yes.
From what we understand, there was a bunch of cannibals.
Yes.
They ate them all.
Right.
But when Paul went like that and shook that servant off, they said, he's a god. And all them guys got right. By the servant,
yes.
They wanted me to fall down dead.
Yes.
I just shook it off.
Yes.
Come on, there, boy.
Amen.
See, why don't you folk admit it? See, I was thinking about that this morning again, about theology. He doesn't have no theological training. He doesn't know how to write nice sermons or say smooth things.
Hallelujah.
And I said to myself, how in the world did we fall into that theology bit? Theology means a theory.
Right, right.
A theory is something that's not proven.
Right.
It's speculative.
Right.
This is proven.
Yeah.
This faith in God is proven. And you can prove it.
Yes.
You can prove God is.
Yes.
Yeah, you can prove it. Yes.
Yes.
Prove me now, hear what says the Lord.
That's right.
See if I won't open unto you the windows of heaven. You folks don't have, you don't learn the songs. You won't learn the scriptures like you ought to. There's a word I'm looking for here because I know most of us don't get it. I know they don't get it, but I'll get to it if the Lord let me. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. You don't worry about me. If I'm living ungodly, if I've been ungodly, the wrath. All right, Lord, they're up there pronouncing judgment on you again. I've asked you for the last year. I've preached things that no other man's preached. I was listening to them talk about Charles Spurgeon last night. He was a great fundamental basic preacher. He was called the Prince of Preachers. And one time he preached to over 10,000 back in the 1800s with no TV, no radio, no public address system. He died when he was 57 years old. Now, as they were talking about his life, they said he preached to over 10 million of people. I looked at Rose and I said, I preach to 10 billion. Yeah, the voice you're listening to today has preached to millions of people. Billions of people. That doesn't mean they're her, but... Right from this small farm in the state of South Carolina, right now we're on, I can't tell you how many stations right now. Not tomorrow, not 5 minutes from now, now, right now. Boy, oh boy. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them.
Hallelujah.
Because that when they knew God,
amen,
they glorified and acknowledged God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations,
amen,
and their foolish heart was darkened.
Yes.
This past week, they're coming out of the woodwork, preachers, prophets, trying to figure out what went wrong with their Trump prophecies. They're being mocked. Was that Jewish fella? No. He's one, but they'll get to him too. He comes from Columbia. Charlotte. But they're out there prophesying. You all see Copeland and I'm sorry, both of you damn people, where the hell is your heart anyway?
Amen. Right.
Are you guys gonna wake up? You're not gonna bring me down, folk.
Amen.
But you're so proud, aren't you? Aren't you proud, you proud, arrogant folk? Come on back to this tabernacle. I'll let you come if you come in here with a spirit of repentance.
Yes, Lord.
You'll not be restored without repentance.
Amen.
You will not be, except you repent, you are going to perish.
Yes, Lord.
Well, what about you? Well, come on, let's get the spirit of repentance going, okay?
Glory.
Fools.
Glory.
is a bunch of fools.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. We'll be better.
I said tonight, ball. I can't. I've cried so much these past few days. I lay in my bed and I cry. I wish I could do it in such a way, but. You folks have been told now 2 weeks in a row about a gathering. You all know you've been told a long time ago that there will be a gathering of 1,000 people here.
Amen.
That doesn't mean they're going to live here.
Right.
And most of us can't even comprehend how it could be. You're sitting around like a bunch of deadheads. I read this morning again about them. Oh, the COVID says not the mark of the beast.
Amen.
Look.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I gotta get out of here. I started and asked you to find me the scripture where Jesus went into the temple and stood up for to read. Boy, you people are really, you are really something. I can't picture, you question everything I say. Oh, you gotta read, you're gonna sit down like a bunch of deadheads, you're gonna get alive here.
Nazareth.
Come on, stand up, boy, and run your big mouth.
And he came to Nazareth.
I came to the tabernacle.
Yes.
Where you've been brought up.
Where I've been brought up.
Yes.
Where I've grown up.
Yes.
And as his custom was.
And as his custom was, he went.
Yes. He went into the synagogue.
To the tabernacle.
Yes. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet
Isaiah. When are you folk going to be able to visualize this?
Hallelujah.
When? Stand up to preach. And there was delivered unto him. And I'm telling you, it was not on the schedule to read the book of Isaiah.
Glory.
They had a Bible reading in those things. It was already laid out. Oh, come on. Tuesday we're going to read this song. When are you going to read this song? He wasn't even scheduled to read that day. He was a reader.
Hallelujah.
So he walks in. He stands up. I want to read today.
Yes, Lord.
He's a good reader. I like him read. So they handed him the book.
Yes.
And
he had opened the book.
And when he didn't let them open it.
No.
When he opened it.
Amen.
And when he opened the book.
Amen.
He found the place.
Where it was written.
Where it was written.
Yes, Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Is upon me.
Is upon me.
Yes. Because he has anointed me.
Because he has anointed me.
To
preach the gospel to the poor.
Yes. He sent me.
Yes.
He sent me.
To heal the broken heart.
Yes. To heal the broken heart.
Yes. To bring deliverance to the captive.
To bring deliverance to the captive.
Yes. And sight to the blind.
And sight to the blind.
Yes. And liberty.
And to preach.
Hallelujah.
The acceptable year of the Lord.
And then he sat down. Yes. Closed the book.
Yes.
Now go back to the original. And the old people, I don't know how to help them. Isaiah 61, is it?
Yes.
Read it.
The Spirit of the Lord God.
Same words now.
Is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me.
Hallelujah.
Good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
Hallelujah.
To proclaim liberty to the captive.
Hallelujah.
And the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
That's where he shut the book.
Right.
He didn't finish.
No.
The next line.
And the day of vengeance.
And the day of vengeance.
Of our God.
When he came the first time, he came to preach. It's acceptable.
Yes.
When he comes the second time, he's going to take vengeance.
Yes.
They just won't quote the book. And the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven in flaming fire, taking vengeance.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Vengeance is mine.
Yes, it is.
I will repay,
yes,
saith the Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
And the Lord saw it. He abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons.
Hallelujah.
And of his daughters, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation. Children in home, there's no faith. Their move is a jealousy with that which is not of God. They provoke me to anger with their vanities. I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. I will heap mischief upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven in flaming fire, taking vengeance on all them. I wish you folk would hear the word of God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Why don't you quote it? taking vengeance on all them. No, not God. Does that sound? Why would you take vengeance on people who don't even know God? That makes sense? Does God, anything God does, it make sense? It does. Not to me, it doesn't. It's not common sense. Mm-hmm. It's good for the common man, but it's not common sense. Why would God save you and not save somebody out there? He must not know what he's doing. Boy, you're not going to give, are you? For the Lord, these are the days of vengeance, when all things written,
hallelujah.
These are the days we're coming to right now.
Yes.
You're getting ready to prepare for the Passover.
Yes.
So we can pass over. When the Passover is going to take place at the Feast of Trumpets?
Hallelujah.
We still got a year coming up here when all the feast days, the fall feast days, will take place in the month of September. This year yet.
Hallelujah.
Can I quit? Might as well. They're not going to pay me no mind. These are the days of vengeance. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. And you would do good to apply that to yourself. And quit judging God on how he treats somebody else. He said, I will have mercy on who I will have mercy on. And he said, I will curse who I'm going to curse. And I'm not going to check it out with you first. If I want to show that low down dog mercy, show that old man mercy, I'll just do it. And justice called. Mercy answered. Somebody!
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory! Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Behold, I'm against them that prophesy false dreams. You're sticking your neck out, sister.
Thank you, Lord.
That's where it falls. Stand up. Tell me your dream.
There's a gathering of young and old. In there, I didn't see anybody I recognized.
Where at?
In the gathering.
Where at?
Here.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Spirit
people. Yeah. We're having trouble recognizing each other, aren't we?
Lord, hallelujah.
Aren't we? Yes. Aren't we having trouble?
Yes. Amen. Oh, bless you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
I haven't given you a hug for a long time. Well, it's about time we get one.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise your name, O God.
How long have you been married to that guy?
33 years.
33 years. My hug is as good as his?
No.
No? Okay.
Hallelujah. Glory. Bless you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Father. Glory. Thank you, Father.
These are the days a vengeance. When all things.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
What things? I will come again.
Yes.
Lord, I'm with you always.
Hallelujah.
Even up to the end. Though your mother, your father, your children, your daughter, your daughter, I won't forsake you. I was somebody. And when you see Jerusalem, compared to Babylon armies, know you.
Yes.
You therefore that these
yes.
are the days of vengeance.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Did God start the restoration of Jerusalem with Trump? You damn fool. Did God start focusing on Jerusalem with Trump? He did something that nobody would do for 50 years. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Yeah, get out of my presence. Go your way, you desolate people. In fact, we've had a cut on the radio about Mr. Trump doing that. What did he do? He moved the embassy to Jerusalem. For the first time in 50 years. I was somebody in this place. Eyes and see not, ears and hear not, heart and perceive not. Neither has entered the hearts of man the thing that God prepared. He prepared Jerusalem. How in the world? When a young man mentioned me, how I told him last time I was here, no wife, no children. I said, you know why I told that? All you damn people out there, I mentioned that over 40 years ago. Get out of the cities. All right, Brother Best, are you on the bus? Or did you lie again? I don't know what to do. You leave all. That's what you do. Did Jesus leave all? Did Abraham leave all? Did Moses leave all? That's what you do. You leave it all behind. You press towards the Lord. Leave your bad memories behind. Boy, what can you say? To me, that's so clear. I don't know what to do, but get up! Get out! Get away from! Your mamas, your daddies, your kinfolk, your friends, your race, your color, your creed, get away from them! And come, I will show you! Move. moved you into a house, how many bedrooms in that house? Huh?
Three.
You get rid of them, put two more people in there. And you, I know it would be yes, sir. And if I had to, I'll put you out there and put them in. No, you can't do it. Okay. Bind him. Hand and foot. Cast him out. Why don't you understand that? And stop this nonsense. How much more does God got to choose you than you were chosen? That one day you come running across the campground and there was the old prophet of God. My God, will you knock this nonsense? And you too. You weren't looking for me. I come looking for you. You weren't looking for him.
No.
He came looking for you. You didn't find him. He found you.
Glory.
If I make my bed in hell, he found me. Or preparing for the coming of the Lord.
Yes,
and most of you are not prepared. No, you're not.
Thank you, Lord.
Why are you telling me that, Lord? Well, now, brother, we like when you put on that demonstration, but we don't really believe you're talking to him.
Glory! Yeah. Hallelujah.
Father.
Glory now. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Well, I guess if I don't talk to him, he don't talk to me.
My Lord. Yeah. My Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory.
If I told every one of you what God told me about you, nobody live with you.
Amen.
Ain't nobody. Oh, you need to live with, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
For your mercy, Lord.
Amen. Thank you for mercy. Glory. Thank you, Father.
Vengeance is mine. A lot of time when I'm sitting praying, I want to pray a prayer of vengeance. I said, no, God's going to live. I'll take care of him. I'll take care of him. Do a lot better job than you can do.
Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen.
I mentioned this back in the year 2000. I said, if God don't do a mighty work, Christianity, as we have known it. See, when you go back and read about how Christianity was before the year 2000 with Spurgeon and Allen. And which one of you even seen it? Which one of you ever seen it? A gospel tent was filled with 7,000-8,000 people. Stretchers lined up. I asked you! Which one of you seen Madison Square Garden filled and jammed and packed with a watered-down preacher like Billy Graham?
Right.
But he was preaching the gospel of Christ.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
He was, and God honored him.
Yes, yes, yes.
And there are people today that can testify that they were in Billy Graham's meeting, and that word of God, glory be to God. Apostatized. All those preachers apostatized. All of them.
Amen. Amen.
A. Allen. The man died drunk.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
He was a drunkard.
Oh, God.
A sinner.
Yes. Amen. Glory. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, you big sinner, Jackie.
Amen.
Sinner.
Hallelujah.
I wonder what God did with sinners.
Thank you.
I heard a second coming preacher. I still have his book. Harry Black was his name. He's the one that wrote about the seven tests of Job. And I still don't understand why you folk ignore that beautiful, beautiful portrayal.
Hallelujah.
I tried to say it a little while ago, but you fool, you won't budge, will you? You're not getting into the kingdom until you abhor yourself. We love ourselves too much.
My Lord. Oh,
lovers of their own self.
My Lord.
Proud of what I'm doing. God help us.
My Lord God. Oh, Jesus.
Everybody says to me, how you doing? I say, I ain't doing nothing. I'm not doing anything. I can't even stand on my own. I don't believe that. Then get that. God, will you get these unbelievers away from me? Will you get them off these grounds? No, they're going to stand and mock me like the other guys did. Oh, boy. Mockers, scoffers, walking after their own lust. Everybody building their own ministry.
Glory, glory.
I don't have a ministry. God does. And I'm the minister. And you are the one who ministers too. I wish somebody... And when you see Jerusalem, compassed about with armies, know you that the desolation thereof is nigh. These are the days of vengeance when all things written shall be fulfilled. Now, how in the world can you folks sit there like that? You are living in that day. You are witnessing that day. Mine eyes have seen the glory. What's he going to do? Take vengeance on all them that know not God. How dare any of you, Are there any of you who know God in the free pardon of your sins? Judge anybody else for their sins.
Amen. All right.
Who the hell do you think you are? But I caught you in sin. How did you know it was sin? How did you know that was sin? Huh? You met with the wrong guy. Boy, you focus something. He stooped down and began to write on the ground.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Right. Right.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You know. What did he write?
Hallelujah.
Use your name. He wrote about you.
Thank you, Father.
What did he write?
About my sin.
And he straightened up. He's all right. He's guilty, boy. And there's such a profound story here. Jesus said to the woman, now you go and sin. And again, you damn fool, are arguing with me. Your sins will not separate you. But that one sin, that one sin of unbelief, hold fast to the faith of your faith without wavering. Don't sin against God. Don't do it. God said we confess our sins. How often? This is all that you have to. And what is age? We'll have a new body? A new life? And there'll be no more confession. There'll be possession. Glory! And when my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord, then I'll be satisfied. Until then, my soul
will go on singing.
Until then,
with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my heart will go on singing.
Hallelujah.
Carry you, I'll carry you too. How are you doing, Owen? You're going to get in the kingdom. You know why? You follow me, boy. Too low down. We're going to be down so low, you can pick us up so high. Oh,
yeah.
Well, Sister Johnson, where are you at?
Amen.
I guess you took a vacation on me. Boy, you people, you are so used to sitting like this. God.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless it.
The move is on. They don't know the songs. Move on, brother.
Move on, sister. This is a moving day.
Move a little closer. God bless you, sister.
Praise the Lord, Brother Stanley. Sister Boyd is in College Park.
Oh, so you're going to now do Sister Johnson, huh?
Yes, sir. I heard the call. Praise the Lord.
Okay, Sister Boyd.
Keep praying for me, Brother Stanley. Keep praying. I know y'all live, but keep praying.
God bless
the Lord. Bless you all.
You know, I keep trying to tell you people, we're not getting any calls. Just like God told us to be. See, we're decreasing. But He's increasing. I don't care if you don't call on me, but call on Him. Sister Burgess got the jump on you, didn't she?
Yes, she did. The phone wasn't going through.
But you're still there.
I'm still here listening, and I do appreciate you.
God bless you.
May the Lord bless you. Maranatha.
Hello.
Good morning, Brother
Spear.
It's
good to be here.
Long
time to serve you. God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah,
I love you so much. Yeah, I'm so grateful for you, Brother Spear. Oh, my goodness. I'm so blessed. I'm so happy to have you in my life.
Lord be with you.
Yes, I am, sir. Love you. Love you, saints. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Children. Still have hope. Hope for what? Your hope ought to be in God.
Hallelujah.
Not in your children.
Glory.
I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, but that. Hello.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, brother.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Ben.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The way your folk look at me is amazing. What would you do with that?
Amen.
What would you do with a young girl from Montclair, New Jersey?
Oh, bless you.
See, for years and years and years and years, God has warned us. If you're going to war, go to warfare for your soul. Do not entangle
Hallelujah.
Yourself
Gloria.
With the affairs of this world.
Hallelujah.
You got a son? You had him.
Hallelujah.
I got a daughter that God said you wanted to kill her. See, you don't believe that. I said, the only reason we're being so careful with you because God, get out. Get out! Get away from me! She's so entangled.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How about you? What are you entangled with? That still pulls on you and draws on you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Nothing to you about every single person's situation. There's a mother, two daughters, grandbaby, and a son. There's a mother. There's a mother. There's a daughter.
Amen.
Oh, Cheryl, the boy over there, he. How old is he, Cheryl? He's the only boy around here I ever get whipped with a paddle. I give him a paddle. Hello. Yeah. Just the job call.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Brother Sam. Listen to you.
God bless you.
God bless y'all.
I don't believe any folks say I'm listening to you, but they're not. When do you think it'll be more convenient for folks like that to get out of it? Where they're at. When? And if I did push them, have them come here, then what? You're all doing the same thing. And if things don't work out, you're going to blame me. That's where the world is blaming God. Where's your God, they say?
Hallelujah, yes, yes.
Amen. Where's yours?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Is it the God of the world or the God of gods?
Amen.
They're doing it.
Glory to
God. Sitting right there doing it. Oh, but I'm an exception. No, you're not. God is no respecter.
Amen.
Save my children, not save yours. Save your children, not save mine. See, you're so proud.
Hallelujah.
And so haughty. See, we're not in the acceptable year of the Lord. We're in the year of vengeance. And he's taking vengeance on you already.
Amen.
He's taking vengeance on you.
Amen.
For many years you did not obey the truth. A lot of places you went, God didn't send you there.
Hallelujah.
I told him for 10 years God didn't send the Jerusalem. He may not believe it now, but I'm telling you. See, the work that you hope that to get done can be done by the Holy Spirit from right here.
Hallelujah.
Right here.
Hallelujah.
The prophet of restoration.
Hallelujah.
And when he has come, he will restore.
Oh.
Well, now, brother, sir. Wait and see.
Thank you,
Father. Yep. Wait on.
Amen. Lord. Hallelujah.
No remorse. See, I'm afraid to walk out now again. Because some of you, just like that.
Yep. Glory to God.
How courageous are you? We're on the air yet.
Amen.
You want to come down here and look me in the face and tell me I'm wrong? Come on. Come on. Old Link called me a liar, but come on, Link. Come on, walk in this tabernacle. Walk on this holy ground.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you're going to call it a lie, huh?
Lord, holy, yes, Lord.
A new covenant.
Holy, hallelujah.
Brother Best, are you on the bus? Whatever you tell me, Brother, I'll do it from now on. Whatever you guys want. Get on, buddy. Come on. I told that 2 days ago. You told me you're a good worker.
Hallelujah.
Ay, 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 ay. Not many are going to make it, people. Not many. Few there be that find it.
Amen.
And the only ones that find it are the ones he finds.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
He shall be found of them that search for me when they search with
all
their. So where's your heart?
Amen.
Shall we stand? See, I don't get upset when I don't get too many hang.
Hallelujah.
We're not getting all day long. I don't get many calls. I really don't. I really don't. I get more calls from her sister over there. She's going to call me anytime.
Glory to God.
A big.
Hallelujah.
Now she starts calling it a little bit. And, hey, Lord, right there, there's a sister down there. There's you jumping in. Oh, how do you say that?
Bless you, Brother.
But bliss? She wants to bliss me.
Yeah.
You'll give me a blister.
Glory.
Lord, bless you. won't be long at Passover, you know.
To take over and run the new Lord. Some have already said it was Mr. Bush that's coming up. Did you know that? That they telling us that very likely Jeb Bush will be running on the Republican ticket because of the commemoration that's going on in the Republican Party elections. Isn't that something? Will we get the third Bush? Would we?